Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in New Delhi after concluding a three-day successful visit to the United States. Stage set for voting for second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. Election Commission reviews poll preparedness for upcoming assembly elections in Jharkhand. Instructs concerned agencies to ensure inducement-free polls. Supreme Court directs states and union territories to implement centers' guidelines on safety and security of children in schools. Over 500 extremists of two outfits lay down arms in Tripura to return to mainstream. Chief Minister Manik Saha says move will give impetus to development of the state. Death toll in Israeli airstrikes across Lebanon rises to 558. World leaders and United Nations call for urgent de-escalation in the region. And in tennis, Indian pair Jeevan Nedumcherlia and Vijay Sundar Prashant wins Hangzhou Open's men's doubles title in China. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in New Delhi today after concluding his three-day successful visit to the United States. During his extensive and packed engagements, the Prime Minister attended the Quad Leaders Summit, a large Indian-American community event, addressed the United Nations Summit of the Future, and held multiple bilateral meetings with the heads of several other countries. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed a detailed report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi began his U.S. visit with a meeting with the President of the United States, Joe Biden. In a special gesture, President Biden hosted the meeting at his home in Wilmington, Delaware. The two agreements signed during the meeting include Indo-Pacific Economic Framework Agreement and India-U.S. Drug Policy Framework. In his address at the Quad Leaders Summit, PM Modi said, Quad is committed for a free, open, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific.
हम किसी के खिलाफ नहीं हैं। हम सभी एक रूल्स बेस्ड इंटरनेशनल ऑर्डर संप्रभुता और क्षेत्रीय अखंडता के सम्मान और सभी मसलों के शांतिपूर्ण ढंग से हल निकालने के समर्थन करते हैं।
At the cancer moonshot event, PM Modi has said that India will contribute 40 million vaccine doses for Indo-Pacific countries under Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance and Quad initiatives. On the sidelines of the summit, PM Modi also held bilateral meetings with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. On the second day of his visit, Prime Minister attended a massive Indian-American community event at NASA Coliseum in Long Island, New York. Lauding the Indian diaspora's role in India-US bilateral relations, Prime Minister said that their skills and talents are unmatched.
आपको एक शब्द याद रहेगा पुष्प और मैं पुष्प को डिफाइन करता हूँ P for progressive Bharat, U for unstoppable Bharat, S for spiritual Bharat, H for humanity first को समर्पित Bharat, P for prosperous Bharat, यानी पुष्प.
Later in the day, Prime Minister interacted with tech leader in New York in a roundtable anchored by MIT School of Engineering. Prime Minister highlighted the economic transformation happening in India, particularly in electronics and IT manufacturing, semiconductors, biotech and green development. PM invited the tech leaders for investment in India in these sectors.
Biotechnology for economy, employment and environment. In tino cheezon ko lekar ke maine bio E3 policy ko bal diya hai. 2030 tak Bharat ki bio economy badhkar $300 billion ki hone ki sambhavna dekhte hain. 2025 tak Bharat mein 10,000 se zyada bio startups ki sambhavna main dekh raha hoon.
The roundtable was followed by PM's back-to-back bilateral engagements with Prime Minister of Nepal, K.P. Sharma Oli, Crown Prince of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Khalid Al-Hamad Al-Sabah and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. on the third and last day of his visit, speaking at the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly, PM Modi said that the success of humanity lies in collective strength and not in the battlefield. Talking about reforms of multilateral institutions, PM said that global institutions need reforms as reforms are the key to relevance.
Global samsthaon mein reforms avashyak hai. Reform is the key to relevance. Vaishvik shanti aur suraksha ke liye. Ek taraf aatankwad jaisa bada khatra hai, to dusri taraf cyber, maritime, space jaise anek sangharsh ke naye 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 maidan bhi ban rahe hain. In sabhi vishayon par main zor dekar कहूंगा कि ग्लोबल एक्शन मस्ट मैच ग्लोबल एम्बिशन.
On the sidelines of UNGA, Prime Minister Modi also held talks with President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine in New York. Prime Minister conveyed that India remains open to provide all support within its means to facilitate a lasting and peaceful solution of the conflict. From New York, Himani Rana, Akashwani News.
Union ministers and various NDA leaders have congratulated Prime Minister Modi on his successful three-day US visit. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the visit further fortifies the Modi doctrine of diplomacy, which over the last 10 years has propelled Bharat to the role of a global change maker. Union Minister and BJP President JP Nadda said, in about 55 hours, Prime Minister Modi covered various topics, thus ensuring important deliverables for India and the world. Bihar Chief Minister and JDU Chief Nitish Kumar said, the decisions taken during US visit to increase investment between the two countries are a welcome step. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister and TDP Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu and Union Minister and JDS leader H.D. Kumaraswamy also thanked Mr. Modi for his relentless efforts to achieve the goal of a Viksit Bharat. In New York, the general debate of the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly opened today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will represent India and will deliver a speech on the 28th of this month. In Jammu and Kashmir, stage is set for voting for the second phase of assembly elections tomorrow. 26 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase. The voting will be held from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. All arrangements have been put in place to ensure a free, fair and smooth polling in this phase. Key candidates in the fray for this phase include National Conference leader and former Chief Minister Umar Abdullah, Congress Pradesh Chief Tariq Hamid Kara, Jammu and Kashmir BJP President Ravinder Raina and Apni Party President Altaf Bukhari. Our correspondent has the details.
Over 25.78 lakh voters will decide the fate of 239 candidates in second phase of elections scheduled for tomorrow. It will cover 26 assembly constituencies spread across 6 districts of Jammu and Kashmir, which include Gandharbal, Badgam and Srinagar in Kashmir Division and Riyasi, Rajouri and Poonch in Jammu Division. To facilitate the voters for smooth and hassle-free electoral participation, the Election Commission of India has established 3,502 polling stations with 100% webcasting across all the 26 assembly constituencies. Sunil Kohl, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
In Haryana, all political parties are holding multiple rallies and programs to garner votes for their party candidates for the assembly elections. BJP State President Mohan Lal Badauli addressed a press conference in Rohtak today. He said tomorrow, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally in Gohana and party candidates from 22 assembly constituencies will be present at the event. Senior BJP leader and acting Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini addressed a rally in Barwala. Attacking the Congress, he said, the party has neither any policy nor leadership. On the other hand, Congress leader Deependra Singh Hooda addressed a public meeting in Rathia Assembly constituency. He said since 2014, Haryana has seen a rise in crime and drug addiction with increasing crimes against scheduled castes. Aam Aadmi Party's national convener Arvind Kejriwal held a roadshow at Rania constituency. Speaking after the roadshow, Mr. Kejriwal said no government so far has done developmental works like his party in Delhi and Punjab. The Election Commission has made it clear to the central and state enforcement agencies that it will have zero tolerance towards use of money power in the upcoming assembly elections in Jharkhand. The Election Commission team, led by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, reviewed the poll preparedness in the state and held meetings with political parties. security forces and other stakeholders. Later, speaking to reporters in Ranchi, Mr. Kumar said concerned agencies have been instructed to ensure inducement-free elections. The Supreme Court today directed the states and the union territories to implement the center's guidelines on safety and security of children in schools. The apex court also asked the National Commission for Protection of Child Rights to coordinate with states and union territories and monitor the implementation of the guidelines. A bench of Justices B.V. Nagaratna and N. Koteshwar Singh noted the centre has notified the guidelines on the safety and security of children in schools and directed the union government to send the copies to the chief secretaries or equivalent officers. The top court's direction comes in the wake of an application filed by an NGO on recent sexual assault incidents of children in some schools, including Badlapur in Maharashtra. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Tripura, more than 500 extremists of two outfits, National Liberation Front of Tripura, NLFT, and All Tripura Tiger Force, ATTF, today surrendered before the state government to return to the mainstream. The NLFT and ATTF cadres also deposited a huge cache of arms and ammunition before the Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha at the surrender ceremony in Sipahi Jala district. Their surrender comes after a tripartite peace accord was signed between the centre, Tripura government and the two outfits earlier this month. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister said extremists' move to shun the path of violence will give impetus to the development of the state. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today reiterated the government's commitment to modernize and bolster the armed forces and the Indian Coast Guard with indigenous platforms and equipment. Mr. Singh was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the 41st edition of the three-day Indian Coast Guard Commanders Conference in New Delhi today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today said that a productive discussion took place on various issues during the 10th Commonwealth Parliamentary Association CPA India Region Conference. Mr. Birla, who is also the chairperson of the CPA India Region, chaired the two-day meeting which concluded in New Delhi today. Briefing the media after the conclusion of the conference, Lok Sabha Speaker said that during the meeting, discussion also took place on the issue of completion of digitization of state assemblies. The death toll in Israel's strikes on strongholds of armed group Hezbollah across Lebanon has risen to 558. According to the Lebanese Health Ministry, 1,835 people have been wounded in the strike, which began yesterday, during which Israel and Hezbollah exchanged heavy fire. Media reports said the Israeli jets today conducted a targeted strike in Beirut. Meanwhile, world leaders and the United Nations called for an urgent de-escalation. The White House in a statement said the U.S. is determined to bring about a ceasefire in Gaza and a captive deal with Hamas, while it also sought to de-escalate tensions on Israel's border with Lebanon. More from our correspondent.
The overnight strikes targeted southern Lebanon, with Israel claiming to have hit approximately 1,600 Hezbollah sites across the country, killing a large number of militants. Hezbollah responded by firing volleys of missiles at Israeli military bases hours after launching 180 projectiles and an unmanned aerial vehicle into Israeli airspace, prompting civilians in Haifa to take cover. The Israeli military said that over 50 projectiles were fired at northern Israel in just 10 minutes. Most of them were intercepted. Israel has named its military operation Northern Arrows, signaling a shift in focus from Gaza to Lebanon. Lebanon's health minister Firas Abed reported a death toll of 558 from Monday's airstrikes, with 1835 others injured. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
On to sports. In tennis, Indian pair Jeevan Nendunchenia and Vijay Sundar Prashant today won the men's doubles title of the Hangzhou Open in China. The Indian duo defeated the German pair of Constantine Franzen and Hendrik Gibbons, marking their first ATP title together as a pair. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in New Delhi after concluding a three-day successful visit to the United States. States set for voting for second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. Election Commission reviews poll preparedness for upcoming assembly elections in Jharkhand. Supreme Court directs states and union territories to implement centre's guidelines on safety and security of children in schools. Over 500 extremists of two outfits lay down arms in Tripura to return to mainstream. Death toll in Israeli airstrikes across Lebanon rises to 558. World leaders and United Nations call for urgent de-escalation in the region. And in tennis, Indian pair Jeevan Nedunchelania and Vijay Sundar Prashant wins Hangzhou Opens in China. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.